Sleep was still hard to come by because of sniper fire, occasional counterattacks, artillery and mortar fire. Burying dead bodies, human and animal, was a problem, as the bodies were beginning to bloat and smell. Another problem emerged, one that was to plague the airborne forces throughout the next year. Every liberated village in France, and later in Belgium, Holland, Germany, and Austria, was full of wine, cognac, brandy, and other fine liquor of a quality and of a quantity quite unknown to the average enlisted man. Private Shifty Powers and a friend found a wine shop in Saint-Côme-de-Mont. They broke in and began sampling the bottles to find the kind we liked. They took a bottle each and went out back to drink in peace.
Every once in a while, there's a sniper trying to shoot us, and he's trying to ricochet one in on us, and we would hear that bullet hit and ricochet around. We kind of enjoyed that.
Lieutenant Welsh found a bottle of cognac, and I think he was trying to drink it all by himself, Winters recalled. There were times when I talked to Harry, and I realized later that he hadn't heard a word I'd said, and it was not because his hearing was bad. We got that problem straightened out in a few days. It didn't stay straightened out. There was just too much booze around, and the young warriors were under too much tension for any simple solution. On June 10th, Private Alton Moore asked Malarkey to join him on an expedition to Sainte-Mère-Église to look through some Musette bags that he had seen stacked up there in a vacant lot. Moore was a rugged John Wayne type, son of a saloon keeper in Casper, Wyoming. He had married his high school sweetheart, and their first child had been born while he was in England. Malarkey agreed to go, but when they arrived, he felt a bit uneasy when he realized the Musette bags had been removed from dead troopers. Nevertheless, he joined Moore in emptying the bags upside down, picking up candy bars, toilet articles, rations, and money. Suddenly, Alton dropped to his knees and, in an almost inaudible voice, said, "Let's get the hell out of here." Malarkey glanced over and saw Moore looking at a knitted pair of baby booties. They dropped what they had collected and returned to Saint-Côme-de-Mont, resolving that in the future they would be more respectful of their dead comrades. German dead were another matter. Souvenir hunting went on whenever there was a lull. Lugers were a favorite item, along with watches, daggers, flags, anything with a swastika on it. When Rod Stroll finally joined up on D-Day plus 4, Liebgott saw him and came running up. "Hey, Stroll! Stroll! I've got to show you mine!"